Okay.
I was worried my battery, my phone was gonna die.
Is Steve Olkins out there as well?
Yes. And Bruce was coming in and out.
I'll find my way in.
Next, we have working on a class policy, City Administrator Cruz.
Before you is a council action request. We have had in the past vacancies of department heads, and I'll just say the city, Public Works Director, City Engineer, Assessor, and the wastewater treatment, and so we have employees that have stepped up and filled those, some or all of those duties. And so in talking with our labor attorney, Mr. Madden, our negotiating committee of Councilmember Anderson and Johnson, we are recommending that the city adopt a policy that would lay out a protocol when we do have these vacancies that are extended beyond 60 days in this case. And so before you, we'd ask that you approve a resolution to adopt the working out of class policy as on file in the office of the city clerk. And then you see that attached to your document. And I field any questions you might have.
Counsel, your wishes? Councilmember Nelson.
Can I ask a question before there's a motion?
Certainly.
Yeah, committee meetings, you can do that.
Okay. Where did we get the policy from, or how did we develop it?
Mr. Madden?
Well, I put together a draft of a policy that I developed in part, and I took it from a client of ours. And tried to spell out some of the points here, which this other entity who this was drawn from was a very large entity, so it was one that deals with this kind of issue. It's not infrequent for them to have some issues on this, and this is what their policy is for non-union. Now, keep in mind, some of the collective bargaining contracts cover working out of class, but you had some extreme situations here that have already been referred to that have happened in the past, and I think that the conclusion was to try to establish some type of a consistent model that you would use when these kinds of things occur. So as you can see, the policy was written from the standpoint of you're really picking up the whole job, or are you picking up most of the job, and how long is it going to be you're doing it, and so on and so forth. So much of this, in answer to your question in a nutshell, is why or what we did. I did it, a lot of it, and it was tweaked a little bit by the administration here, and it was generated, as I think Larry indicated, by these prior cases. We just thought we had to create, most jurisdictions have a working out of class policy. We didn't. And we think that this was going to help provide some consistency as to what you could do in the future. So.
Councilmember Maskey.
Do we ever see an evaluation component in a policy like this to sort of see, is the arrangement working successfully? I know we have a 6-month window on it, but if it's not working effectively, how would you know that? Because we're taking away the time to do other things, to add these other times. How do you assess whether it is successful?
Well, first,
Mr. Cruz.
Mr. Mayor, Council, first, I think part of our challenge has been our pay schedule. Normally, we'd like to roll in and replace these. These are essential positions at the city, and it's unusual for a position to be vacant that long. I think by fixing our compensation, we'll find that hopefully we won't be using this as much, or maybe ever, would be my wish. But we have supervisors, like in the assessor's department, there's certain requirements that need to get done. Obviously that, two people can't, one person can't do the job of two, so there's work that, obviously I gets reprioritized and doesn't get done. This is a, I'll just call it a modest amount of compensation for those additional responsibilities. Did I answer your question?
No, I don't think so. Because I get the compensation piece, and I understand that. It makes sense. And I like the idea that we shouldn't have to use it. But when we do, how do you know if the priorities are working the way that we had hoped, and that how are you going to say, you know what, we're missing the mark and we're lagging behind in the other job because of these new things? Because that's going to be the hard piece, is to assess this. As I look at this, I understand it, but that I suppose if you get an answer to me that was really great and coherent, you probably would be a consultant doing that all over. How do you evaluate how successful this is working? And so maybe I've given you a question that's probably difficult to answer, I know.
One thing maybe I'll try to answer it is that, you know, we put our city clerk in a position of being the interim city administrator,
right,
who worked under the best conditions they could. But we're seeing all kinds of things that fell through the gap. That's not the fault of anybody, other than probably the council who did that. That's behind us. We have to look forward. But that's an example. There's no way you could do all of those tasks the administrator was doing, because the administrator was probably already working 50, 60 hours a week, and the other employees working 40 plus hours a week, and then you can condense that down into 40 hours a week. I mean, you can't get all the work done. It's impossible. So to have an evaluation tool that says, is everything getting done, I don't see how you could do that, because it's not going to get done.
I truly knew that was the answer, because I think when you do these kinds of things, when there's already a job set up that is being performed and you take it away, the expectation is there are things that are not going to get done. And so how you prioritize those is a very difficult task. And so I don't like the fact that we have to have working out of class. I think that is unfortunate, but I'm afraid when we do it like this, then it becomes very arbitrary to me of what things get left behind and what things move forward, and that's very scary.
Councilmember Nelson, followed by Christensen.
I think the statement that you just made is why something should be in the policy. Because it was safe to say we probably did something we shouldn't have done, so let's not create it again. So is there some way, I mean, somebody steps up to the plate to do something, but if it creates other problems, maybe we aren't solving the problem. So is there some other sort of protection that we need to put in there that the jobs are getting done, even though, you know, you can't do everything. I get that. So you ask someone to step up and do something else isn't going to get done. How do we deal with that?
Councilman Christensen, followed by the city administrator.
Similar to what Sean was saying, how do you know that the other job is getting done, and do we know that they're working extra hours? I mean, how do we evaluate that? I mean, we can't. We have to rely probably on the administrator or someone who's the boss or whoever's stepping up a class. I don't know. I think we gotta be careful on this. You might be giving someone incentive to do this when it happens without us hiring that additional person. I don't know if this is the right route to go or not. I don't know. I question it.
City Administrator?
Well, I'd just say from a management perspective, you know, there are priorities. And in the past, how they've been met is you hire an extra consulting engineer. You spread the duties amongst some other staff. I don't think there's any guarantees that, you know, you're not going to cover all the bases when key people are gone. I have to say that I think that in the past, the ones examples that are given, I wasn't here, but I think there was a lot of good things that got done, and we did move the city forward, although not to the extent that if that person was there.
I think I just followed. I was going to say some of the same thing, but I think with the exception of the city administrator position, I think the city administrator and our staff will have to make a determination of what's getting done, what's not getting done, and what do we do about the work that's not getting done. I think that's a management role to make sure that our work gets done, all of it, in some way, means or manner. I think we need this. I think it's something that's necessary, and I totally agree that we shouldn't have to be in this position, but the fact of the matter is we are, and I'll be supportive of this.
Councilman Christensen, followed by Maskey.
You know, this didn't come up until the last year and a half. We hadn't been subjected to this. And, you know, there's this old adage that, you know, if there's a problem here, we ought to have a law. Well, we got too damn many laws, too many policies. And I see nothing wrong with dealing with it on an as-needed basis. We did it. We've done it. It worked. And it can be dealt with at that time, and maybe that's the time you can evaluate it too. The person, it's already been done. Instead of walking in and say, "Well, I know I'm going to get 10% now," it's been done. You can sit back and say, "Well, they did this for a certain period of time because so and so was gone. We didn't have an administrator, or whatever the case may be. So we think the value is X. You can deal with it at the time. Here you're going in, someone's knowing they're going to jump in and get X amount of dollars and without any valuation and knowing what wasn't done in their current job, and then they spend an extra hours. Well, we know Kevin was here, for crying out loud. He was here day and night and kept stacking up, and we had some type of evaluation. We could tell that there was a lot of work to be done there, and we compensated him for it. So I don't know. I would say if we're going to consider this, I would say don't vote on it tonight. I would say let's think about this and let the other three members that aren't here in on the conversation and think hard about it before we do it. What are we doing and why are we doing it? Old Dockin.
I just want to point out that the first time it was done was when we didn't have a public works director, and that was probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's been done over the last number of years, not just the last year and a half. So, Councilmember Meskey.
I like when you put a consistency on it. That makes me feel better. But I really would like to see a feedback piece. You know, if this is not working, and if they sense that's not working, some kind of feedback to the council that says, you know, this just isn't happening. Because by the time we're done and we go by 6 months of that happened, now all of a sudden we get this laundry list of things that didn't happen, and that's too late to catch up. I mean, so whatever it would look like, I'd like to see some kind of a feedback mechanism, you know, where the employees that are part of this say, you know what, honestly, city administrator, I'm not able to get X, Y, and Z done. It's been sitting on the desk, and that shouldn't become a bigger problem for the city later on. I don't have a problem with you laying out the parameters of this and making it consistency. I think that's fine. It always gets back to feedback mechanisms to make sure that we're getting the information in a timely fashion so we can make modifications. We don't want to put the city in a bad position because of this.
Councilmember Nelson.
Is there a reason that we should vote on this tonight or not?
Well, you have two people working that class right now. I mean,
so we can't deal with the other things until we deal with this?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, I'll only speak as the mayor. Yeah, I'll keep my mouth shut. I think we have to deal with it. I mean, when we continue to put I'm going to get my blood pressure up, and I don't want to do that. We continue to put our employees, who are good employees, under pressure. We have to have solutions in place for them, and we have to compensate our people adequately for the work they do. And we're not doing that. If we want to be the employer of choice, let's make us the employer of choice. This is one step in making that happen. Councilmember Nelson.
So the answer to that is yes, you'd like to see this done.
I'll refer to the city administrator.
Well, I was just going to, and Frank can comment on it better than I can, or Mr. Madden. You don't have to do this tonight if you don't want to, and you can say that you're going to handle this other assessor issue, and it doesn't set precedence. So, I mean, you do have that option. But like the mayor said, it would be nice to have some clear direction.
Councilmember Pollard.
I don't think a contingency clause or like a review timeline in there. I don't think that's a bad thing. Maybe a good idea would be maybe we could draft a paragraph in there dealing specifically with that, putting a timeline on a review. Say the review process is going to consist of this at this time, whatever. In the meantime, we can deal with these other ones until that draft comes back, and then maybe when the draft comes back, then we can take a look at it as a body and deal with these in the meantime.
Councilmember now.
I mean, if truly the thing that's making this move is the compensation piece, I frankly don't have I don't have a problem with that. And if we have the caveat that you are going to put in the piece of an evaluation or some sort of feedback mechanism, I am completely fine with that.
Is that your motion?
No, I didn't make a motion.
Councilmember Nelson.
If we can deal with the other items, I would like to see a feedback piece in there, because I think we struggled for a long time and put some things, left some things on the table that shouldn't have been on the table. So if that's a way to incorporate that, we have some checks and balances that if it's not working, we do something else, and then bring it back to the next meeting or bring it back to the city council meeting.
And I will say on the city administrator piece, I did bring it back to the council. I mean, there were observations I had that I brought back to council. I said, this isn't working. And I was told, we voted on it, we're moving ahead, Mayor. So.
Then that probably makes it all the more important, if we are going to pass a policy, that there's something in there that we can go back to and say, our policy says, and this isn't happening.
Councilmember Anderson.
So would it be appropriate then to make the motion to approve this document with the added wording having to do with that there will be a review within 45 days after the position has been, we upgraded the pay.
Started.
Yeah. I'll make that motion.
Second
motion.
Do you
understand what's being asked? Mr. Administrator?
Pardon?
Do you understand what's being asked?
Yes. I think so.
Motion made and seconded to adopt the policy as presented with an addendum that has an evaluation piece within 45 days. Councilmember Nelson.
And since we had the help of Mr. Madden to draft this policy, I'd just like to hear if he thinks that's a good idea.
Mr. Madden?
It's fine. I can do it.
And I think I heard you say this is a resolution, so is this a roll call? Or is this a simple motion?
I'm not sure.
We'll do a roll call.
All right. Neske.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Christensen.
No.
Plowman.
Aye.
Four yeses and one no.
Resolution passes. Next is the appraiser, two additional duties. Mr. City Administrator.
Council before you is council before you is a request to acknowledge that the certified Minnesota assessor Judy Thompson has been performing a good portion of the senior accredited Minnesota assessor's duties since December 4, 2014, and to provide additional compensation equal to 10% of the base salary of that position, retroactive to the date of vacancy. If the SAMA compensation is changed, that compensation will be 10% of the new retroactive rate to January 1, 2016. The city acknowledges this action is not a past practice and does not set a precedent for future vacancies. In the financial considerations, I have some edits that I'd like. I'll just say that that 5,630 number, 5,630 and 92 cents, that should be $5,449.72. I'll repeat that, $5,449.72. The retroactive pay is through February 13th, and that would be $808.96. And going forward, instead of $2.57, it would be $2.53. And I would be open to any questions you might have.
Councilmember Christensen.
Not particularly pertaining to this, but alongside of this, assessing department, don't you think we need to start a conversation about merging them with the county again? I mean, with current conditions and salary and this guy not being able to be here, I suggest that we start something along those lines. I'll make the motion.
Does that require a motion?
I think he's at discussion point unless he's making
a motion.
We
got a motion on the floor.
Oh, okay.
No, there's not a motion on the floor.
Okay. Is it? Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. There is or isn't?
There's not.
Are you making a motion to approve the
wage or for the county? No, he's making a motion to look into consolidating with the county.
Okay.
I wasn't going to. I was saying we need to discuss that. I was going to move this forward.
You want to move the action forward?
Well, he's requesting it, and it's she's doing the work, and it's this is on an as-needed basis. I mean, I'm trying
to clarify for myself because I was confused on what you were asking. You're moving the motion forward to the recommendation.
Correct.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Discussion. This is with compensation and adjustment. Is this a roll call?
Probably best.
Can't hurt, yeah.
Roll call. Councilmember Meske.
Aye.
I'll help you out here.
Thank you.
Yes,
Councilmember Anderson.
Aye. I was trying to let Larry get caught up.
Councilmember. Councilmember Nelson.
Aye.
Councilmember Christensen.
Aye.
Councilmember Palmer.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 nays.
Ron, do you want to make that other motion?
Yeah, if it's proper time, I think I would move that we have our city administrator get together with Mr. Clandell and see what they can do about merging the two departments together.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Councilmember Nelson?
Do we need a motion or do we just need to direct staff to do that? Is there anything that obligates us with a motion that we couldn't come back to do something different later?
I think the motion clearly portrays the intent of what the council wishes to do. You certainly could direct staff to look into it, make a report back, but if you are doing the motion, which has been made and it's on the floor, that would give more clarity to the city administrator and what I think would make it a higher priority, I guess is what I'm saying. I don't know if that's true or not. I think that's the intent from what I heard. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion does carry. Next we have the Springstead Classification and Compensation Study. City Administrator Cruz.
Before you is a request for council action to authorize the city administrator to enter into an agreement with Springstead Inc. to conduct a compensation study of 19 unrepresented employees.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the classification and compensation study. Discussion. Councilmember Plowman.
I believe I'm in favor of this. The one thing that I would like to ask maybe the group is there anything that can be done or that we could do to maybe ensure timeline, issues of timeline, because we don't want this to drag out. Is there any dialogue that can happen with them that might help?
Would there be a possibility, because I mean, they call for 6 weeks in here, and our consultant has told us basically that these generally come in late. So it calls for, once they're notified, they have 3 weeks plus an additional 3 weeks, call for a total of 6 weeks. I mean, can we put a penalty clause in there if it's not received by then? Or, I mean, part of it is us, isn't it? Mr. City Administrator.
Mr. Mayor and Council, I did talk about the urgency, and so that was part of our conversation when they prepared this proposal. And so I think I've heightened their awareness of that. Penalty or bonus, you could talk about either one, I suppose.
Councilmember Nelson.
Is there any, did I do something wrong? Is there any other motion that needs to take place that we allocate staff resources to get this done in addition? I mean, because if I heard the conversation correctly, I mean, we've got to get information to them, so we could be the...
Hold up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's hard to blame them for not getting it done if we're responsible. So can it be somewhat of a two-way street that we make sure we're committing to getting this done?
Mr. Madden? You see why I wanted you to stay?
Yeah, I got it now. Thank you. Well, if you look over to the, I guess it would be page 7 of this document, the under timelines of the proposal, where they set forth what they can do within the time frames, you notice they have, in the second paragraph, they're talking about the things that can delay the process, and that is faulty data, unavailability of people to do certain things, get certain things to them. And what my experience has been in working on the sidelines of a number of these studies, we don't do the studies, but we work with the client on the studies, is that yes, they are late, as a rule, but yes, there are problems getting accurate data, etc. The things that they very mentioned here have been a problem in jurisdictions as well. I've had consultants call me and say, "Well, I got the wrong wage data," you know, and I'm sad about it, and they're kind of whining to me a little bit, you know, and we go back and we try to get the client to get the right data and so on for them to move it on. It's not like I'm intricately involved in what's going on. It's just they call somebody, they call me. So I think I haven't seen a liquidated damages clause where, as you said, Mayor, but on this kind of thing, it's more like when you build a bridge or something, you get those. But I don't know if they'd agree to that. But there's too much of a problem with unpredictability as to what we will be able to do. I think that the key thing, if you're in favor of this, is to emphasize unequivocally that the City Council wants this done fast. And if you're having problems getting cooperation or accurate data, that you tell them to let Larry know and deal with it. And I think you'll probably move it a lot faster. But it does have to be done fast. People get very frustrated when studies are promised and they aren't done on time.
Councilmember Anderson.
Just a comment. I would hope that as established as Springstead is, they would have given us a realistic time frame, not the best case scenario, we'll get it in 3 months. I hope that 3 months is something that they think they can actually get done. If that's the best case scenario, then I'm very disappointed. So I'm hopeful that the 3 month timeline will be met, and we'll have to just exert whatever pressure we have to.
The way I read it is it's 3 months, okay, the second question. Councilmember, I'm sorry, Mr. Cruz.
Well, I was just going to say that I hope 3 months is adequate too, but very likely the city can be the one that does hold this up. I mean, we're preparing our year-end financials, and there's other work that goes along with this, and then a vacation in there, and then a meeting date. Like Frank says, there's a number of different things, but I think if we all are, you know, have trust in the process, we need to move forward and make it a priority.
Councilmember Nelson.
I was just going to comment that what Mr. Madden said is the bolded print in there. So I think that's giving us a heads up that we need to get our job done. So if we need some additional, a second motion to say staff, you know, instruct the city administrator to direct staff to get this, this is the a number one priority, then we could do that. And I don't think we can blame them for something.
I think in conversations he's had with me over the last couple of days, I think he understands the priority, if it's passed by council.
Okay.
I'll move staff's recommendation.
I think we have a motion.
Yeah, yeah, we already do. Yeah.
We do?
Yep.
Too long a conversation, maybe?
Okay. All those in favor of the motion? I'm sorry, additional discussion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Next, we have clerk building permit technician grade change. This going to be you, or is it?
Well, I'll just start by saying before you is a request for council action to acknowledge that the city require Clerk Secretary Megan Fikema to obtain additional education and training to become a certified building technician and to increase her pay grade from a 4 to a 5. And this is something that Bruce Peterson has worked with over for a number of years, and I'd ask him to come up and maybe answer any questions. You can do a better job than I can.
Bruce, is there any other background you'd like to add to this?
Mayor Kelton, members of the council. No, this was a process that was started a number of years ago, and it was an assignment given to our Employee Compensation Review Committee that does the scoring for the Hewitt system for the city. And the committee completed their work, delivered the materials to the city administrator, and for whatever reason, there was no action that followed. I suspect it was because at the time there was very little difference between the salaries, and there was quite a bit of overlap in the range 4 and the range 5. Now that Megan is reaching the top of range 4, that difference between range 4 and 5 does become important, and this whole process really followed a time where that compensation committee put a lot of time and effort into reviewing certifications and trying to determine exactly what the value of those certifications should be in the position review process.
Council?
I'll move to approve the recommendation.
Motion by Hayden, second.
There's already one on the table.
Motion by Anderson, seconded by Christensen. Discussion. Councilmember Nelson.
Just clarification. So this goes back to 2006, 2007, 2008.
There will be no retroactivity.
No. But that's when.
The time frame? Yes, it does.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I was going to say, that's quite a ways back for retroactive.
Okay.
She'd appreciate that.
Additional questions? I have one question. How does this, according to the personnel policy, does this fall in compliance with the personnel policy?
The recommendation that's being made by staff regarding the salary, et cetera, follows personnel policy and the union contract as far as placement upon a position review and a change to a different classification. So it will meet that.
Motion been made and seconded. Additional discussion. Those in favor of the motion? No, this is a simple motion, right?
Yes.
Those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Both same sign. Motion does carry. Thank you. Next, we have technology use policy. City Administrator, Mr. Cruz.
Before you is a council action request to approve adopting the technology use policy as on file in the Office of the City Clerk. And you have a copy of that policy. As I understand that, it was tabled in the past. And we bring it forward for your adoption.
So if it was tabled, then do we have to have a motion to take it off the table?
I wonder if it was tabled. If it was
I thought it was just not. I thought it was just not acted on.
I don't remember. I think it was just not acted on.
Yeah. Let's just cover it. Make sure. Let's have a motion to take it off the table.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to take it off the table. Discussion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Oh, taking. Never mind.
Taking it off the table. Yeah. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. It's off the table. Discussion. Councilmember Nelson.
I'm curious where the original, what do we have now versus what's being proposed? Since it was on the table, where's that document to look at? How do we get from where we are to where we're going to all of that? So I guess I'd request that we get the old policy and to see what we're looking at, what we're changing, so before we review it.
So you're asking for it in legislative print, is that what you're asking?
Yes. Because I remember we saw it. I can't remember when. I have no clue what was changed. Know what the policy is right now.
I'll just, Mr. Mayor and Council, I just say that there was some conversation about having a separate policy for city council versus employees, and this is a consolidated policy for both city council and staff. And that's the bulk of the changes. Ross has been working with our city attorney on this, and I can check on. I'm not sure there's going to be such a thing as a strike through and underline draft to bring forward, but I can check.
I'll make a motion to put it back on the table until we review the original document.
Sounds appropriate. I'll second.
So made and seconded to table the item again. Discussion.
I was going to make a discussion.
I was almost going to make your mistake. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Motion does carry. 4-1. I want to make sure that staff clearly understands what's being expected here. Staff, do you understand?
Staff understands.
Okay. If they don't match, then just give us two documents, because there's some stuff in here that it sounds pretty restrictive to me, so.
No.
Let me get back to my agenda here. Anybody that knows me knows I have an agenda.
You have an agenda.
I
have an item I'd like to address when it's appropriate.
Mr. Anderson, go ahead.
I'd make a motion for records to reflect that Sean is the vice chair of the labor committee. You don't have a vice chair of anything, and I think it, if that works for you, timing and that sort of thing, I think we should clear that up, because it was uncomfortable. So I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to have Sean Meskey as the vice chair of the labor committee. Discussion.
Does he get a certificate?
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Councilmember Nelson.
I should have probably asked before we voted. I didn't think, because I think we've talked about it before, that you could change things during the... I thought you could only do it once a year during the organizational meeting.
There's no policy either.
No, I don't think there's anything on that.
So, well, we had a discussion about changing committee structure, and we were told we couldn't, that it only could be done at the organizational meeting.
By me?
No.
Okay.
Well, and the other thing to think about, it's done by resolution at that time. Would this need to do a resolution and change that? Because who is the chair now?
The vice chair was Jim Dockin. And then when we made the motion to put you on that was done by resolution.
Okay.
But do the committee chairs and vice chairs, are they appointed by resolution? I thought people are just...
No, I think that's part of our organizational...
That's what I'm asking, because I was told we couldn't do that more than once a year.
Well,
I don't think there's a policy to that.
Yeah,
the resolution.
The resolution, I believe, designates chairmen and vice chairs.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, then Jim Dockin's still the vice chair.
The Lord give us a ticket.
No. Thanks. I think you could adopt a resolution amending the previous resolution to reflect the change.
I
But then it can't, then it's not a simple, then it has to be a roll call.
Yes, yes.
We did this in like January, which is not a normal reorganization, so you have to be able to modify and adjust.
Audrey filled in.
I think that's the case.
No, when Dagan was, I was never.
We can't make a new motion, but we can modify the original.
Right.
Resolution.
But somehow or other, my name was on there.
Wasn't your resolution, didn't we just pass one?
No, we didn't do a vote roll call.
No, but there was specific discussion about who should be on what committees, and it was very clear that we could not change committees during the year, that we had to follow the organizational.
We will continue the way we are. We'll have the city administrator research it. We'll get back to the next council meeting on the 7th of
so
March.
Are we.
So this vote is
no.
No.
I'm not opposed to doing that. I want you to know that. I just think if we're going
to
do it, let's do it right.
Policy.
Right.
Because there's maybe some other changes should be done.
Follow the charter. I just want to make notice of a meeting on Friday at 4:30 at Health and Human Services on Transportation. I received a call on it today. They strongly want council members to be there. This is a very important meeting. And I received a call from the commissioner's office this afternoon. And so if any council members can be there, I would appreciate it. So I am assured it will be done within 1 hour.
8:00 p.m. again?
Friday, so in 2 days, 4:30 p.m., Health and Human Services. Okay. City administrator sent it out in an email as well.
Yeah, just made an appointment for 4:00.
Canceled.
So I think my wife had other plans for me too.
I should have made a motion to have the administrator call my wife.